Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to scrap order for the formation of Nepal Revenue Advisory Development Committee. Four more dengue-related deaths reported in Nepal today. Total number of dengue cases crosses 27,000 in the country. Lightning strike kills two people in Dewangans of Sunsari and 17 people die in a restaurant fire in China. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to scrap the order for the formation of the Nepal Revenue Advisory Development Committee 2076 Bikram Sambat. Informing about the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on the 27th of September, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, said the cabinet also decided to remove the chairperson and executive director of Ketchana Kanchanjunga Tourism Development Board from the posts. Minister Karki said the government has also allowed Korua Sethi Hydropower Project in Kaski and Madhya Super Darondid Kola Hydropower Project in Gorkha to use national forest areas. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed four more dengue-related deaths in Nepal in the last 24 hours. With this, the total number of deaths caused by dengue infection has reached 36 in the country. The ministry has also recorded 27,569 dengue infection cases in the country since mid-July. In an effort to control dengue infection, the ministry has led search and destroy campaign in all seven provinces. At least eight people died in a jeep accident in Salyan. A jeep en route to Sinuwang of Kapurkot Rural Municipality in Salyan from Dhakheri of Bake met with the accident at Kapurkot Rural Municipality 3 at 2 a.m. DSP at Salyan Police Office Damodar Kese informed all eight people died on the spot. The vehicle was carrying passengers who were returning home after participating in a wedding party at Dhakheri. 35-year-old Tilak Wali of Kapurkot 6, who was injured in the accident, is being treated in Tulsipur. Two persons have died after they were hit by lightning in Dewangans Rural Municipality, one in Sunsari today. According to the district police office Sunsari, the deceased were 45-year-old Rita Devi Yadav and Udit Chandra Yadav. The Election Commission has enforced the Election Code of Conduct from today in view of the November 20th federal and provincial elections. The Election Commission has directed three-tier government to make necessary arrangement for the implementation of the Code of Conduct. The Code of Conduct was published in the Nepal Gazette on the 29th of August. The Supreme Court is to remain open for 4 hours during the Dasai holidays. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Podal, the court will remain open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. to look after the habeas corpus writ. This schedule will be effective till the 9th of October. The United States Acting Assistant Secretary for Global Public Affairs, Elizabeth Kennedy Trudeau, has arrived in Kathmandu today. The Embassy of the United States in Kathmandu said that Trudeau, in course of her Nepal visit, will hold separate meetings with the U.S. Embassy officials and various members of the Youth Council and Civil Society. Trudeau will hold meeting with the minority group activist Media Contracts and Embassy Exchange Program Alumni for roundtable discussions on disinformation and media's role in democracy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Pioneering ski climber from the United States of America, Hillary Nelson, who had been missing since last Monday in the vicinity of Mount Manaslu, has been found dead. According to the Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Gurkha, Leela Raj Lamichane, the climber's lifeless body was found this morning. The body has been brought to Kathmandu-based Tribhuwan University Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj for post-mortem examinations. Hillary skied down the Lhotse Peak along with Morrison in 2018. She had the record of her skiing down two peaks above 8,000 meters. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal has banned flying kites around the Tribhuwan International Airport. Issuing a notice today, the authority warned of taking action against those flying kites around the airport. The authority requested all the concerned not to involve in such activities, citing aviation safety. The Cathay Pacific Airlines will start operating direct flight to Hong Kong to Nepal from coming October 1st after a hiatus of 3 years. The direct flight by the airlines between the two destinations was postponed owing to the COVID-19 pandemic. General Manager of the Tribhuwan International Airport, Premnath Thakur, said the flag carrier of Hong Kong has sent a letter to the concerned authority to operate the direct flights from the 1st of October. Presently, Nepal Airlines has been conducting regular flights between Kathmandu and Hong Kong. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. A fire at a restaurant in northeastern China on Wednesday killed 17 people and injured 3. Local authorities said the blaze broke out at 12:40 p.m. in a restaurant in the city of Changsheng. Authorities said the cause of the incident is under investigation. Kyiv on Wednesday called on the West to significantly increase its military aid to Ukraine after pro-Kremlin authorities in 4 Moscow-held regions of Ukraine declared victory in annexation votes. Ukraine's foreign ministry in a statement calls on the European Union, NATO and the Group of Seven to immediately and significantly increase pressure on Russia, including by imposing new tough sanctions and significantly increasing their military aid to Ukraine. Late on Tuesday, officials in 4 Moscow-occupied regions of Ukraine claimed victory in the referendums slammed as charm ballot by Kyiv and its Western allies. Millions of Florida residents are bracing for life-threatening storm surges, catastrophic winds and floodings as the hurricane racing towards its soar intensifies to a Category 4. Hurricane Ian, which has already thrashed western Cuba, will reach Florida later on Wednesday. It is expected to hit the Tampa Bay region, among the most vulnerable places in the United States for severe flooding. It would be the region's first direct hit by a major hurricane since 1921. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kandagi Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to scrap order for the formation of Nepal Revenue Advisory Development Committee. Four more dengue-related deaths reported in Nepal today. Total number of dengue cases crosses 27,000 in the country. Lightning strikes kill two people in Dewangans of Sunsari and 17 people die in a restaurant fire in China. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.